اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا ابو صفا. ويلكم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. And welcome to another edition, a Tuesday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 to 1 p.m. inshallah. Today being the 10th of Jamadul Ula 1446, corresponding to the 12th of November 2024. Alhamdulillah, today is a very cool day in Johannesburg, and I do believe there's a very strong winds and rains in parts of KZN. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those that protect you all, the people of KZN, and if you all are on the roads, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, protect you all, and take you all safely to your destinations. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Our first recipe that comes in is you can send your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. So our first recipe is for, okay, this was sent in yesterday. We said Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Maryam for sending in that recipe. That was the chicken curry recipe. Our next one was sent in again by Sister Maryam. This is for one dough, three types of shawarma. One dough, three types of shawarma. So your ingredients, you're going to need some salad. You're going to need some salad. You're going to need one tomato, 1.5 onion, 1.5 onion, 1/2 cucumber, 1/2 cucumber, 1 cup of lettuce, 1/2 bell pepper, 1/2 bell pepper, 1 tablespoon of dill pepper pickle, D-I-L, 1 tablespoon of dill pickle. Then you're going to need, for your chicken, you're going to need 600 gram of boneless chicken. 600 gram of boneless chicken. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of garlic flakes. 1 teaspoon of garlic flakes, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 pepper, 1 teaspoon of peri peri powder, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cardamom pod, 1/2 teaspoon of cardamom pod, 1/4 chicken stock cube, 1/4 chicken stock cube, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of coriander, 2 tablespoons of coriander, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, and 3 tablespoons oil for cooking. 3 tablespoons oil for cooking. For your dough, you're going to need 750 gram cake flour, 750 gram cake flour, 10 grams of yeast, 10 grams of yeast, 3 tablespoons of yogurt, 3 tablespoons of yogurt, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of salt, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 tablespoons of oil, 400 to 450 ml of lukewarm water, 400 to 450 ml of lukewarm water, 2 tablespoons of oil for coating, 2 tablespoons of oil for coating. Your method for the salad: in a bowl, you're going to add in all the ingredients and mix well and set aside. In a bowl, you're going to add all the ingredients and you're going to mix well and set aside. For the chicken, you're going to add the boneless chicken. In a bowl, you're going to add in the boneless chicken and all the spices. You're going to add in all the spices. Then you're going to add in the stock cube, the lemon juice, the yogurt, the coriander and the oil, and you're going to mix all well. So you're going to add in your boneless chicken and add in all the spices, and you're going to add in the stock cube, the lemon juice, the yogurt, the coriander and the oil. Thereafter, you're going to mix well and let it sit for 5 minutes. Let it sit for 5 minutes. Thereafter, in a pan, you're going to add in 2 tablespoons of oil. In a pan, you're going to add in 2 tablespoons of oil. Once the oil is hot, you're going to add in the chicken and you're going to cook it. So you're going to add in the chicken and you're going to cook it. And also don't forget to add in the ginger garlic paste. And then you're going to mix it and cook it well until the oil is released. Remove from the heat and set aside to cool completely. Remove from the heat and set it aside and let it cool completely. In a large bowl, you're going to add in the flour. And on one side of the dough, you're going to add in the yeast and sugar. And on the opposite side, you're going to add the salt. Thereafter, you're going to add in the yogurt to the bowl. In a bowl of lukewarm water, add in the oil. Thereafter, you're going to mix in the ingredients. And you're going to mix until a dough forms. Now you're going to transfer the dough to a working surface. transfer the dough to a working surface, and then you're going to knead it for 5 minutes. K-N-E-A-D. You're going to knead it for 5 minutes. At the start, the dough will be very sticky. But the more you continue mixing, the less sticky it will become. 2 a clean bowl, add in the oil and add the dough. And then coat the dough and cover with a cling film. Add the dough and the coat the dough and cover with a cling film and set aside until it triples in size. Then you're going to set it aside until it triples in size. Once the dough has expanded, you're going to punch down and knead gently. Once the dough expands, you're going to punch it down and knead it gently. For the classic shawarma, weigh out 150 grams of the dough. Dust the surface with a little flour. And then you're going to roll the dough. Then you're going to heat your pan and place the dough on top. And spread out and resize if needed. Cook on each until slightly golden. Then you're going to place the roti on a flat surface. And then you're going to add your favorite condiments. You can add such as mayo and tomato sauce. And then spread it out in a salad. And then the chicken, and wrap it tightly when it's ready. So as I was saying, you're going to place the roti on a flat surface, and then you're going to add your tomato and mayo sauce, and you're going to spread it evenly. Now you're going to add in the salad that you made and then the chicken. For your mini shawarma, you're going to divide the dough into a 50 gram ball. Thereafter, you're going to flatten with your hand. Or place a cookie cutter and shape the dough. And make sure all the dough turns out the same size. Place the dough over a medium heat. And cook until golden on both sides. Thereafter, you're going to run a knife through the bun. Creating a pocket. Thereafter, you're going to add a small amount for tomato sauce and mayonnaise. And thereafter, you're going to add in the salad and the chicken. That was for your mini shawarma. For the easy shawarma, you're going to weigh out the dough to be 100 grams. You're going to weigh out the dough to be 100 grams. Dust the working space, dust the working surface with little flour. Dust the working surface with little flour and roll the dough out to be the size of for a dinner plate. Once the pan is hot, brush the pan with the oil and place the dough on top. Brush the pan with the oil and place the dough on top and brush the dough with the oil. Once the dough has turned slightly brown, you're going to flip and cook on the other side and then remove from the heat. Place the roti on a flat surface and you can add in your mayo and tomato sauce. Thereafter, you can spread it out evenly and add the salad and the chicken and roll it in a way that one side is open. You can add in your chicken and your salad and roll it in a way that one side is open. That was one dough, three types of shawarma. And that was one recipe, or five different recipes. Let me say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Maryam for sending in those recipes for us. It's gone 29 minutes to 1 Central African time. We're going to be going for our break, and thereafter we will continue with our show, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
25 minutes to 1 Central African time. Unfortunately, our beloved Maulana Zaid will not be joining us this afternoon. He's just gone out. He had an emergency to do, but nevertheless, we say may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for Maulana Zaid in whatever he has to do, inshallah. But nevertheless, since there isn't any discussion that's going to be happening or taking place this afternoon, we'd like to say Jazakallah Khairan to our listeners that sent in your messages and your recipe requests. From the team of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.